I want to invite you to come to our Pastor's Dialogue. We are reviving this time together so that we may sit together and share what the Lord has put on our hearts. You see, for me, it's very important that we develop unity and consistency along with harmony. The Pastor's Dialogue is designed to inspire you, to give you new ideas, to reach a generation that heretofore you may have assumed is not reachable. We're going to encourage you on how to move your church forward. We're going to talk about the importance of a vision statement. We're going to talk about how to move your church to the next level of church growth and development. Now, I've been pastoring for over 30 years. 30 years of serving God as pastor of one church. I have some things to share with you. Believe me, many of the roads that you are about to enter, I've already walked down those roads, and by the grace of God, I'm able to help you.
Pastor's Conference will be held on Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Winco, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314.
So I want to invite you to come and spend the day with me, and we are going to have an exciting time learning how to put the joy back into pastoring. God bless you.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Verse 31, let nothing stand in your way from connecting with Christ. Now watch this. Remember Lot's wife. That's it. There's no exegesis here. There's no explanation. No, just remember Lot's wife. With those three words, Jesus just validates the Old Testament. With those three words, Jesus just confirmed that the story of Lot's wife was true. All he said was, remember her, which meant they knew. He didn't have to explain it. And then he goes on to use Lot's wife as the allegory for the next passage. He says, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. My. What was Lot's wife's problem? The Bible says when the angels came and took Lot out by force, because Lot didn't want to leave, took him out. He said, now not one of you look back, because you don't need to see what's happening. She gets all the way out to the plain and turns around and looks. When she does that, her actions tell the Lord that though her body is in the plains, her heart is in Sodom. Where's yours? Jesus said, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Remember Lot's wife. She even had a warning in Genesis 19:17. And it came to pass when they brought them forth that he said, escape for your life. Look not behind thee, neither stay in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Here's what he's saying. The judgment of the city is going to roll over into the plain. Your safety is in the mountain. You got to go up. She didn't even want to go up. Second Kings chapter 5. Just to show you how your enemy fights you. See, most people are looking for the deep and the dynamic. And there are preachers that will oblige you and give you the deep and the dynamic. So your head is full of scriptural knowledge, but your soul is empty of spiritual reality. You had a good sermon, but no contact with God. In 2 Kings chapter 5, it says, now Naaman was the captain of the host of the king of Syria. And he was a great man with his master, and he was an honorable man, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said to her mistress, Would God rather that my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told Naaman and said, thus and thus saith the maid that is in the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go, and I'll send a letter to the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. Anybody need prayer? Anybody got a letter for me? And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come, behold, I have sent my servant, Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover of him, of his leprosy. And it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? He said, wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeks a quarrel against me. And it was so when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king and saying, why you tear your clothes, man? He said, let that man come to me and I'll listen so he can know there's a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and his chariot and stood at the door. Listen, he stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent to the messenger saying, go and tell him to wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall come again unto you, and you shall be clean. But Naaman was angry and went away and said, behold, I thought he would at least have come out to me and stand and call on the name of his God and strike his hand over this place and recover the leper. Are not the Abana and the Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And here's what adds insult to injury. The waters that he was told to wash in, the Jordan, was at low tide. So that meant he really was going to wash in mud. So he was telling a dirty man to go wash in dirt. And Naaman's response was that what I have at home is better than what you just told me. All I told you to do was praise God. Now watch this. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid you do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much rather then when he said to you, wash and be clean? And he went down and dipped himself 7 times, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Listen carefully. On your road back, when you turn to go back, it's because you refuse to do the little things. Now, if I had told you, pick up the chair in front of you, hold it by one leg, and don't let your arm shake, some of you would have tried it and told you your healing, your deliverance, your blessing will come by that great act of your physical strength. Some of you would have took that chair and tried to hold it up just to show me you could do it. But all I said to you was what the Spirit said to me. Tell them to give me praise. Now, in a house that's filled with believers, why is it that some believers didn't do it? Why is it that some believers wouldn't give God praise? Because you thought it was coming from me and not from God. You thought it was part of my sermon and not the Lord's instruction. And if I had told you to do something in my flesh, some difficult thing, you would have tried it. But now you're going to walk out with the same misery that you came in with because you wouldn't go wash in the dirty waters of the Jordan. because you're falling away. When you were newly saved, you did whatever the servant of God wanted you to do. Didn't even question it. Just did it because they told you to do it. I was that way when I first became a Christian. But the strange thing with me is I'm still that way. I'm still that way. When I'm in a service and the man or woman of God is saying something, I do exactly what they say. I don't know. It's just my nature to obey the anointing. I'm an introvert, and if they say stand up and give him praise, I'm standing up and yelling. Because there must be something at the end of my obedience that I've been asking for. And this is how you know it's God. Because when he tells you to do it, it don't make sense. And you know you can do something better. If you know you're falling away, if you know there's a dryness in your spirit and it's growing like a ringworm, and it's going and growing and growing and going and going more and more, and each week you're drying up until one week when you wake up, you don't even want to come. All you need is the Lord to blow on that little fire and make it a big bonfire again. See, there's no shame in acknowledging the dryness. The shame comes when you just stay and let the devil keep putting your fire out. He's a liar. And you need to get your praise back.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 4417P. Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Are you ready? Learn how to prepare your church for 21st century growth at Pastors Conference hosted by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. This one-day session is designed for pastors with congregations who are reaching for the manifestation of God's glory during these last days. Pastors Conference will be held on Saturday, July 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Wincote, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314. Registration includes continental breakfast, afternoon lunch, and conference materials. The manifestation of God's glory will be poured out on this church. Are you ready?